Yeah, all-day two-way Go service is essential, and I'm committed to doing whatever is necessary to get it finally built. You know, if you look at the record of the past Ontario Liberal government, and of course, I'll confess my bias in being a big fan of the work of the past Liberal MPP because she was my mother, but she secured us an investment in a renovated Go station and parking garage, which anybody that tries to park there at 7:45 on a Tuesday knows is needed, and was fighting for all-day two-way Go. When she was in office, at this point, 6 years have passed. They canceled, that is the Conservative government, our investment in that increased station and parking garage. And they haven't replaced it with anything meaningful on the transit side in town. They just rolled out a massive investment. Well, actually, I shouldn't say a massive investment, a bit of a Freudian slip there, a massive announcement last week, but didn't make much of investment in Milton at all. They announced 300 new trips while in Milton, but only two of those trips are actually taking place in the community. So prior to being elected in 2018, they promised all-day two-way Go. They've had 6 years to deliver, and I don't see them getting it done. Ontario Liberals have a track record of delivering on public transit in Milton, and absolutely, if elected, I would do whatever is necessary, look at whatever solutions we could, and fight for the funding needed to get us to all-day two-way Go, because our community deserves it.